This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Let's talk to Captain Mike. Mike, we just had a rock and roll front move through your area, but I think the worst is behind us. You headed out today?
I am not headed out today, Don. My clients and I, after much conversation and looking at the weather yesterday, decided to reschedule and push it into a further date.
I got you. Well, if they can, you know, have the opportunity and the time to do that, sometimes that is best to go for the better conditions. What did you do this week? Did you get out? How many trips did you go on? Where'd you go and what'd you find?
We had a very good week. Limits were fairly common. Didn't seem to matter whether you fished live bait or artificial. I know one day the marina did not have any live shrimp, and we fished all plastics and did just as well, catching limits. I call them full limits, when I not only catch my limit of fish, but two of them are over 20 for that particular customer. So it's been a very good week as we get closer to that new moon. That's a little bit expected. The bite always seems to pick up with those bigger fish around the full moon and the new moon, and it's what's going on at the moment. So very promising as we move forward into this spring, into summer. Things are really looking good.
I believe the river gauge in New Orleans was at 16.4. The news earlier this week was that they're probably not going to have to open it, but that's still, you know, a consideration. Are you having any problem in your area with river water that you need to stay away from or fish underneath?
We're definitely fishing on the bottom. And if you remember, a month ago, the Pearl River was at flood stage, so we've already been dealing with an influx of fresh water and a dirty layer on the surface. But it hadn't bothered us one bit. We still look for clean, moving water with bait fish, as we always do. We just fish the best we can. Obviously, if you don't catch what you're looking for in a few minutes, then you need to move. I can tell you all of our fish have been caught over shell pads or hard bottom, either the bridges in Lake Pontchartrain, some of the gas wells in Lake Bourne have been productive. I personally have done more fishing at the bridges because they're just so close to the lodge. It's literally a 15-minute boat ride and we're fishing.
You know, I've been seeing a lot of reports that people are catching speckled trout in Lake Pontchartrain, but they're not fishing the pads, they're not fishing the bridges. Are they fishing the banks or open water? You have any idea? Because they're not giving away their locations.
Well, what you want to do is find grass beds, and that's where your bait fish are going to try to hide from the predators as shrimp start to migrate into the system. Now, I haven't caught trout in Lake Pontchartrain yet, where I found shrimp in their stomachs. But I have caught fish in Lake Bourne that had shrimp in their stomachs. So they're not far away, and maybe I just didn't catch fish that were eating shrimp. But when those shrimp move into the estuary, they're certainly going to hide out in those grass beds to try to protect themselves. The grass conditions the water as it filters, so they work hand in hand with one another.
Mike,
probably where people are fishing, near the grass bed.
Right. Mike, I never hear you talk about fishing with croakers. We were talking with Darryl a little early about fishing with croakers. I know down around Robbie's area in Shell Beach, fishing with croakers is very effective in Hopedale. Is there a reason why you don't use croakers? Is it they're not available, or you don't like to use them, or they're not successful in your area? Because I know, strangely enough, cockahoes just don't catch fish in Lake Pontchartrain.
That's true. Cockahoe minnows do not do very well for trout in Lake Pontchartrain. I don't have an issue at all with using croakers. They're just not readily available in our area. Sometimes during the year, when the pogies get bigger and we can see them in schools, we break the cast net out, and trout love eating those pogies. So we're not opposed to it. It's more or less they're not as readily available. And it's pretty easy for me to work 10 or 12 hours a day. I certainly don't want to throw a cast net for another hour catch bait. So I got to opt for the easy out with the marinas providing bait for us, and we go from there.
Yeah, those croakers can be very effective, particularly catching those trout you were talking about over 20 inches. They love them at certain times of the year. You know, somebody started a rumor years ago that and I hear it every now and then, that the trout and the croakers are mortal enemies because the croakers eat the trout eggs, and it's out of vengeance. I don't think a fish can be vengeful or even think things like that. I think they're much more instinctive, and croakers just taste good, and they look good, and they gobble them up. It's not an animosity type thing.
Right. I had that same exact conversation with Gerald Horse, who was lead biologist with the Wildlife and Fisheries for many years. And he said the same thing. Once a female trout drops those eggs, she's done with them.
Right.
She's done her part. And it doesn't really enter her mind as to what happens to them, whether something's eating them and she wants to be vengeful. As far as the croaker, it's probably not as fast of a fish as a trout is. They're a little bit easy to catch, and they're generally pretty good size. So it's a good meal for the trout. Eat one, and they're probably done eating for the day.
Yeah, we humans like to eat croakers, so I don't see why the trout wouldn't either. Mike, if you would, give us your contact information. I know you're a busy guy, and if somebody wants to get a trip with you, don't give them my date now with you. We got to keep that date book solid. But for any of the other dates that are open, tell them how to get you.
Very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, 985-781-7811.
Every way except smoke signals, huh?
I forgot how to read smoke signals, but I feel that old.
There you go. All right, Captain Mike, have a great weekend. Thanks for the report. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
There he goes. We call him the forensic fisherman, Captain Mike Gallo.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.